Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How do you know what you're going to get out of Wiggins game in and game out?
Well, I think we do, and you tell me like a psychiatrist every day that I'm like, that was it. Now, you know, Kuminga should be back tomorrow. Draymond's coming back. So maybe Wiggins saw and looked around like they need me more now than ever, which you should always have that attitude. But I guess, Donnie, what's crazy is it sounds like you have more hope in regard to Wiggins sustaining this than I do. Like, I want to see it.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, because the band will be back together tomorow.
I would not say that.
Yeah. I think Kuminga not being there was a big part of it.
I'm trying to figure out what makes this guy tick. Andrew Wiggins. And something made him tick last night. Was he Kuminga not being there?
Yeah.
Was it the Albatross got ejected and I enjoy playing when he's not around, or now I got to pick up more of the slack because of Draymond and Kuminga being out? But whatever the reason, I'm looking at a guy who had 23 last night. On 8-for-17, made 3-of-6 of his threes. I'm looking at Moody, who came in, did his job. Everybody did their job.
GP2, there were a couple times. Magic got, I counted the bucket for Orlando, and it was batted off the glass like they were active. Scotty, I want a request.
Okay.
Do we have the Curry sound?
Sure.
I would like to hear Curry.
Okay.
And then also our guy, the shooter from ESPN, who used to be on the Wizards. What's my guy's name? We just played the sound.
Tim Legler.
Yeah, just look at my boy.
So not Jay Williams.
No, that was the one. I hadn't heard that.
This is Steph Curry on Draymond's ejection and how he felt about the team's performance. Steph Curry.
All I said is we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor and be available, that's what's got to happen, especially at this point in the year. So tough way to start the game, but I am extremely proud of every single person that stepped foot on the floor tonight and responded the way that they did, because back-to-back, you know, the team, as physical as they are, we got contributions from everybody, and it was a beautiful team effort to respond the way that we did and get this win, because we went and took it, and that's a big sign for us, a sign of growth to be able to respond that way.
That was a gritty Warrior team last night.
Dude, Orlando cut it to one, Stoney. I was like, I don't know. And it was. Now, what happens next? Well, you got two winnable games, you think. Charlotte and San Antonio Sunday.
Let's go. Rich is in Fremont. What's up, Rich? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I think really when it comes down to it, regardless of whether people think that the refs goaded him or they think that, you know, we just didn't want to play or whatever, it's like at the end of the day, Draymond knows the stakes. Everybody on that organization knows the stakes right now. Okay, they're not in the best spot when it comes to the playoffs. They know it. Everybody knows it. Okay, so if you know all these things, then I think in your mind you should be able to keep your cool when you're supposed to for the team, not just because you know you think that you know I'm merited and what I said or whatever. It's like, hey, at the end of the day, you need to see things for what they are. Okay, Draymond, we know your history. You know your history. This is a critical time. Okay, you're on the road. You're on a back to back, and every game counts. So as far as I'm concerned, no. If I'm Steve Kerr, you know, next season I'm trying to get rid of Draymond. So this is just, I'm sorry. This is not accepted. It's not accepted.
And you called and defended him a lot, Rich. So this is a change, Donnie, for Rich. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, you're right. I did call in and defend him. But, you know, what it is what it is.
Mm. Appreciate the call. You know, one thing Evan and I were talking about before the show is sometimes we talk about, well, Joe Lacob gave him the, you know, and if there's
power.
Right. But there comes a point when, like, some people are still in Draymond Green's corner. Some people left Draymond Green's corner after he cost them the title in 20, whatever that was, 16.
Yeah.
But slowly but surely over the time between 2016 and 2024, it does feel like more and more and more Warrior fans just don't want to deal with it anymore. They're ready to move on from Draymond Green and just not have this constant cloak over the organization and over Curry and over Clay and the team. Let's go to Rick. Rick's in Pleasant Hill. What's up, Rick? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
First off, I wanted to say to Steiny, the best thing to happen in your career is not Steph Curry, is Guru.
Oh.
That's my man.
Oh, wow.
Second off, the Draymond Green thing, this dude turned it into a clown show. So what I got is he's just an old bully. He's over the hill, and I think he's getting run around by these young kids a little bit, and he's just getting more and more frustrated, which is only going to get worse as time goes on. So I would get off Draymond at the end of the year, absolutely, if I could. And I would, personally, you'd have to make the money work certain ways. That's not my job. But I'd trade him for anybody in the NBA under 30 years old. Anybody. Okay? This guy has left Steph Curry out to dry numerous times. He comes up with excuses for everything he has. People are calling in with this ref doting him stuff. It's unbelievable.
Wow, man.
Okay? This guy has got to go at the end of the year. He's an over-the-hill bully. We got no place for him anymore. He did his part. He had some trips. He had some good times. We have to move on from this guy. And the final point I have is that you guys, we're all talking about this in the Bay Area. It's a big deal for us. You don't think the people that are playing in the NBA see this, and you think they want to join this clown show? You think that that's not hurting Joe Lacob's bottom line, where you can't sign any free agents, any big-name talent? Because they don't want to play with this. Why would they? That's all I got.
Appreciate the call.
And he, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just remember it was 2 or 3 weeks ago coming in to do the show, and we were catching Bonte and Shasky on the way out, and they were just talking about free agent destinations, and you know, are the Warriors a free agent destination? And we were talking about Steph Curry and playing with Steph Curry, and I want to be clear on this. I do think the Warriors are going to have trouble signing if they go this route, signing a big name, big time, A1 free agent after Steph leaves. I think they're going to run into a challenge.
We disagree on that, but you're a bit consistent.
Because I think Steph Curry is to the Bay Area what Michael Jordan was to Chicago, and I feel like the only way the Warriors are going to be able to move on from Steph is through the draft, and they need to draft a guy who's been here. I just don't see a superstar who's never won a ring come into the Warriors after Steph's gone. The question, though, is what about now? Like, I don't think there's the pro out there that's saying, I don't want to go to Golden State because of Steph. Why would they say that? But Would a free agent want to come here right now? Would a second tier free agent right now want to come to the Warriors to play not just with Steph Curry, but they'd also have to play with Draymond Green?
I'm being real. I want to. Hell yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think certain free agents would not want to be a part of a team with Draymond Green.
Oh, that's where I was going. So you're saying that part of it?
I said certain. I don't know that everybody, but
because I think people want to play with Steph. It's a privilege.
Sure.
It's an honor, and I don't think Dre is toxic to where somebody might not come. But we'll find out, and some will say hopefully we don't. You said something to me, and the caller hit it. And I'm being so real with you, Stoney. Let me know if I'm breaking up on you. The 2016 finals, 18 finals against Toronto, I thought Siakam got the best of Dre. And that's when I said Dre is one of the top five defender, top 10. Stoney, I'm not blaming all of the Warriors' ailments on defense on Draymond Green, but what I do know is he is grabbing that ball out of the net more now than I ever seen him. I'm not saying it was his fault. It was player A or B. I've seen him talk more to Pajimski, Kuminga about the breakdowns, what have you. I'm telling you what you said hit me about he's more frustrated now. And when you're slipping and not what you used to be, Steiner, you got to take that out on somebody. And if you're not getting 25 a night and you're not that player, you're not doing that by passing it at the top of the key. So I'm fearful that only a couple games left now. Hopefully they get a series, but I'm starting to wonder if the frustration, because I'm not what I used to be, the team around me defensively is not what we're used to be, so now I need the ref as an antagonist. But if another person calls here and says the refs are baiting them, Stoney, if the window could open on the 10th floor, I'd open it and
don't.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Is that what we're – that's loving hard. But you're also Ray Charles in it, too. You're being blind. Come on now.
It's a puzzlement with Draymond Green. I know you don't need him like you needed him in the past. I don't know. Are people excited about Draymond Green being a Warrior for the next 3 years? Doesn't sound like a lot of Warrior fans are.
I was about to say, what do you think that is? Forget last night happened, just in general.
Well, I've been saying it for a while.
Okay, all right. I mean, and I've been in denial.
I mean, the idea of, I think he's declining. Not as much as Steph. More than Steph. And when he got the 4-year deal, I thought, man, what's he going to be like in 2 or 3 years as a player? And I do subscribe to that. You get frustrated the older you get because you can't do what you can do 10 years ago. And you're right. He's not the defensive player he was 5 or 6 years ago. And that has lessened his impact. And you can't tell me that doesn't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.